This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. If you live in Boston and have a Facebook account, there's a good chance Tori Bullock has popped up on your feed. The artist and social media personality has gone viral with videos about gentrification and inequality in the arts and the MBTA. He has the ear of local politicians and city administrators, and he's part of the Artery 25, our series highlighting 25 millennials of color in the Boston art scene to watch. Here's WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason.
Even when he's not being filmed, Tori Bullock talks like he's on camera.
We are live on South Huntington Street over in Mission Hill, JP borderline.
To be clear, we're not live, and Bullock is not a television reporter. But he has spent a lot of time in front of the camera. On this day, he's standing on the block where he filmed one of his most popular Facebook videos, calling attention to the boom in luxury apartments and the rising cost of housing in Boston. Here's a clip.
These apartments are popping up so fast. I'm starting to feel like there's some, like, meteor coming down from outer space into Earth. And Morgan Freeman is standing here like,
so we've been preparing a network of immense
luxury condominiums.
And the rest of us have to just scavenge and sit here and battle each other Mad Max style on the streets of Boston.
That video attracted over 500,000 views.
Yeah, it was really well received. I got to go around the city and talk to a lot of local politicians. That really plugged me into the conversation about housing and gentrification in Boston.
It's not uncommon for Bullock to attract the notice of city officials. He has a knack for bringing Boston's problems into sharp focus, and his videos aim to spark conversation. Many begin with a catchphrase.
We gotta talk.
Yeah, we gotta talk. Boston, we gotta talk.
But Bullock hasn't always played the role of an activist. When the Dorchester native graduated from high school, he wanted to be an actor. He found early success with a play that fused spoken word poetry and theater.
And I'm out there talking about, you know, the revolution that needs to be happening, and we need to be out in the streets and doing all this poetry, whatever. But at the end of it, bowing and walking off stage and going to the next tour, whatever. And it just started to get to a point where I was like, yo, like, I'm saying these words, but I'm not living these words.
So Bullock quit acting. As he considered his next move, the news broke of Michael Brown's killing in Ferguson, Missouri. Bullock says he felt moved to speak out, so he made a video.
Because the entire world is Ferguson, and the entire world has been Ferguson for me and countless other African-American men since I was born.
The video attracted tens of thousands of views, and Bullock knew he'd found his medium. He started churning out videos, everything from playful rants about Boston's weather and the MBTA to more serious discussions about racism and gentrification. Bullock thinks of his videos as something close to performance art, designed to provoke a reaction. In one, he offers his services as a black friend to brands that want to make sure their marketing isn't racist.
I'm starting a brand new program, y'all. It's called Diversatory. The aim of Diversatory will be to check you when nobody else will.
But he was a little upset when people actually took him up on it. He says they opted for a gimmick over true inclusion.
It was weird because it just became this thing of like, oh, wait, we can just rent a black person. Yeah, let's do that. And it was like, that makes me a little uncomfortable. But as an artist, like looking for a reaction, it was gold.
More recently, Bullock funneled his frustration with rising rents into a piece of interactive public art called the Gentrification Game. Visitors were invited to play a life-sized board game that was blatantly rigged against them.
And as we put up a lot more condos, it's starting to feel like it's a game to these people. So if it's a game, I think we should play.
The piece encapsulates Bullock's complicated feelings about the city he calls home.
It's a relationship. Boston is my girl. Like, I love me some Boston. It is beautiful. When the sun hits it on a beautiful spring day, it just looks like, oh my, but it's like we have so much race stuff going on. We have so much housing stuff going on. And it's like if we can just tweak a few of these things, this place could be so amazing for everybody. But right now it feels like it's just amazing for some.
Bullock isn't sure we can fix all the problems he sees, but he'll also never stop talking about them. At the very least, he'll spark conversation in your social media feed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.